Violence. Maranga County Women Representative Betty Mayner has raised concern over rampant cases of sexual and gender-based violence, SGBV, against women and girls in Maranga County. Speaking in Maranga during an economic empowerment forum, Mayner made a passionate appeal to the public and leaders at various levels as well as members of the National Government Administration offices to unite in the fight against sexual and gender-based violence that she said is widespread in the county. The women representative regretted that the county was still registering a high number of reported cases of sexual and gender-based violence against women and girls. Sexual and domestic violence are on rise here in Maranga, where our women and girls continue to fall victims. It breaks my heart that this county is always placed second amongst the counties that lead in perpetuating violence against women and girls, she regretted. I appeal to all of you to stop these vices that violates the rights of our women and girls, as that negates their economic and social development and empowerment, she added. A Kenya Health and Demographic Survey 2022 report by the Kenya National Bureau of Statistics indicated that 54% of women aged 15 to 49 in Maranga have experienced sexual violence. Maranga County Women Rep receives a present during the event at Kimarori Wempa Ward, Maranga County on Wednesday, June 5, 2024. The survey also indicated 22% of women in Maranga experienced physical violence, a number that was higher compared to a countrywide figure of 16%. Mayner further decried a despicable SGBV act through which a young girl in her most productive years lost her life in Kabati 2 months ago. We all know of a young girl who was sexually assaulted and later dragged on the tarmac from Kenol to Kabati town by perpetrators who are still at large and who must be apprehended to face the full force of the law. I will not rest until that is done, stated Mayner. She called on Boda Boda riders to join in the fight against the menace. If you witness a girl in distress, please rescue her and report the matter to the authorities. You will have rescued a sister, a child, or a mother from physical, sexual or psychological violence, she noted. A demographic and health survey report released by the Kenya National Bureau of Statistics indicated that 54% of women aged 15 to 49 in Maranga have experienced sexual violence. Additionally, the survey placed women from the county who experienced sexual violence at 14% as compared to the countrywide statistics of 7%. During the event attended by hundreds, 2,079 girls in the 12 schools in Kimarori Wempa Ward received 16,632 packets of sanitary towels in a move aimed at bringing an end to shame and stigma associated with menstruation and also promote menstrual hygiene. The provision of the vital commodity will see all Class 5, 6 and JSS girls receive 8 packets of sanitary towels each, a program that will continue even in the next financial year. The women rep noted that it is imperative to support the girls and end period shame, and by so doing keep them in school. Making the sanitary towels accessible will not only be hygienic, but it will also improve their academic performance in school, as many girls shun going to school out of shame when their parents and guardians do not afford to buy them the towels, she noted. Meanwhile, Mayner called on leaders from the Mount Kenya region to remain united behind the president and his deputy so as to continue sharing in the national cake and deliver their election manifestos. The Economic Empowerment Project Forum was held at Thangira ACC grounds in Kimarori Wempa Ward, Maragua constituency, and attended by a group of leaders from the region and beyond. All the 12 primary schools from the ward received a 5,000 liters water tanks each to help in the water conservation, while 7 self-help groups that applied and qualified for NGAAF grants received their checks worth shush 150,000 each. One of the self-help groups also received a 100-seater tent and 100 seats, while all the 850 elders present received a blanket each and some food supplies.